Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
Easter should be the best day of the year. It's a celebration of the resurrection of hope. Come to Crossroads Church and celebrate an empty tomb and a living hope. Info and service times at crossroads.net.
Get enough long ones.
What's up, guys? I am Caleb Giddings.
I'm Keith.
And I'm Jack.
And Jack is still in, he's still Shadowlands, Jack, because he hasn't turned his, I'm going to, every episode, because you said you were turning your desk until it's turned, that's getting brought up. But you know what's not going up? The prices on guns. Because if you shop for Taurus Firearms on guns.com, shut up, Jack, prices aren't coming up. They're very stable right now. But no, really, if you're interested in looking and purchasing some Taurus USA products, you can do that from our friend and partner, guns.com. And if you're just doing product research or something like that, please, something, frick, my ad reads are not good today. Go to TaurusUSA.com, go to guns.com, be a happy camper. There we go.
Brought to you today by Rain Shadow Legend. Come on, Rain. Send us a check.
Rain Shadow Legend has sponsored literally every YouTube video.
I'm honestly just going to send him a thing and be like, hey, we're interested.
Yeah, let's go. I will do a Rain Shadow
Legend.
It wasn't Raid who
reached out to us, but Horizon Zero Dawn or something like that, they popped in and I was like, yeah, let's do it, and then they never emailed back, so I
that's because they probably watched an episode. Yeah, they're like
oh, bearded millennials talking about guns, that's it's like only a lot of them play your game, dude.
I don't know if you could call this bearded millennials talking about the guns, because you have like stuff like 5 o'clock shadow. Jack has a beard, and I'm mostly clean shaven these days. So, because my wife hates my mustache, hates it. It's very sad because it's such
it
a good.
It does make it look like you shouldn't be allowed near the school.
Yeah, like, you know, I really want to grow the mustache out to like its full out of reg's glory, and then wear my Hunter's HD gold aviators with the yellow lenses. Put on my IDPA vest and just become 75 years old. Like, just like, oh look at that. I'm a Vietnam War veteran now.
Slowly morphs like the end of Saving Private Ryan as soon as the belt clicks.
All right. So what are we talking about today? We are actually talking about like news and ramifications and our thoughts on constitutional carry. And this is a subject we touched on before, but the reason we're talking about constitutional carry is because the Gunshine State, Florida, recently became the 26th state to pass permitless carry, or as it's more commonly known, constitutional carry. And that 50% means that because... yeah, well, but it's crazy to me. So the first thing that's crazy to me is that means that a majority of states in the United States of America now now have it written into their laws that you can carry a handgun concealed on your person without a permit, so long as you are not a convicted, so long as you're not a prohibited person. And you know,
like,
what?
Look, the simple way of thinking about it is if you own that gun, you can carry that gun.
Right.
And like, if you can own it, you can carry it. That's fine.
And we have talked about this because, to me, this is just right-siding Florida's laws with the reality on the ground in Florida. Because
everybody's packing heat in Florida.
Yeah. And most of them were people who are not – like, okay, yes, there are some people in Florida carrying guns who shouldn't be carrying guns. Like, yeah, criminals, da-da-da. But there were a lot of people carrying guns in Florida who were legally allowed to own a gun who maybe didn't feel the need to go through the hoops of Florida's kind of, I went through Florida's permit process and it's kind of stupid. Like it's not, it's,
I, wasn't, it's a pain wasn't in the Florida the requirement like fire one round? Was that Florida?
No, that was, oh, where was that? Florida had a, Florida didn't, but they didn't have a course of fire. They had like a minimum number of rounds and like a minimum amount of instruction time. Okay. And I remember doing all of it and going through it. And I'm being like, this is,
I remember a trope, a meme, and I don't even know if it's true, that there was a state where you could literally just fire a single round into like a discharge barrel and you were good because all the course required firing wise was a gun to be fired. So like they print these things and you'd fire a 22 into a clearing barrel.
Let's talk about historically the origin and what concealed carry laws have been used to do.
Mm-hmm.
I have been caught carrying a gun without a permit in a place I shouldn't have been carrying a gun. It's happened. Legally been busted for it. You know what the consequences were? None. Sent on my way. You know why? That wasn't the guy those laws were designed to target. No. It may be uncomfortable for you to hear, but the whole situation behind these laws are to target people who they can't get for any other reason.
Yes.
Carrying a gun to protect yourself is not a crime. And any place that wants to charge you for it is beginning to encroach on civil liberties and is frankly enacting something that goes all the way back to Jim Crow laws.
Jack comes out of the gates today swinging. He's like, all gun control is racist. And
it is. It is.
It really is.
Like, and here's the thing. He's right, guy. Why are you booing me? I'm right.
Right. And here, I think it goes further.
You don't even have to look.
It's not just racist. It is classist.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we reach levels where I really have a hard time explaining sometimes, like, how bad it is.
Look at the NFA
to work. Well, yeah. Well, there's that. We've all worked at a gun store. Who here has had the battered woman show up and be like, yeah. So this is a real thing. And this is something that like kind of sucks when you work at a gun store is when someone shows up and they're like, I need a gun to defend myself right now. And they're always on the verge. It's terrible. If I had my way, if I ran a gun store, I would buy police trade-in compacts. And I would never put them out for sale until somebody walks in.
Just
and
have
like,
them under the counter. Be like, here you go. Here's
yeah,
your
they would be like, they would be like, I just got a TPO against my boyfriend. I'd be like, give me $1. Here you go. Have a good day. Because I come from
here's 100 rounds. Let's go spend an hour on the range.
Yeah, I come from that situation. I was a child. Going through that and knowing what that was like. It wasn't fun. We love guns. We love to go out. Look at the background of Keith's like, you know, Keith loved guns. Jack loved gun. Caleb loved gun. But this is, frankly, just what we enjoy doing. Some people need a gun right fucking now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they shouldn't have to worry about, can I carry this gun? Am I okay to go from my house to my car to my job and back again? Or do I risk serious criminal charges?
Yeah. No, yeah.
That's where permitless comes into play as like, right. Look, you're fine. It's your gun. You are not a problem. You're fine.
Permitless carry is not for us, obviously. If you told me, Jack, to carry a gun, you got to jump through some hoops, no problem. Jack, you got to go take a firearms test. Haha, lols. Yeah, I'm just there to make fun of the instructor. They're like, yeah. Bro, I've taken so many classes where I show up, I'm like, herpa derpa derpa, uh-huh. Oh, wow, that's really neat. I come from California. I seriously did this in Tennessee. I told the guy I was from California. And he was like, okay, like, that's fine. we get out there, you just follow my lead. I'm like, we'll do. I get out to the range portion. He's like, okay, let me see what you can do. I open it up. I have a red dot, a quick block. He's like, hurry. I'm like,
okay, as a side note, Jack, you've just given me an idea. I think, so I don't have a South Carolina carry permit because I have Leosa. I'm now going to go take the South Carolina concealed carry course, and I'm going to pretend to be a dumb idiot, and I'm gonna shoot it with – I've got a 2-inch 8.56, like just six-shot, like snub-nose gun. I'm going to shoot it with that and just be like, well, I got this because a guy on the internet said that it was simple to load and unload and, you know.
Bro, I tell you, it's one of the greatest things ever, and every time it happens, the guy is like – at first, he's like, what the –
And then they just leave you alone after that.
They've always had like a chagrined look, like you got me. You've done this a time or two before. I'm like, no, look, reload. Yeah, I might have. Bam.
So back to the constitutional carry thing, and you know, there is a debate in our community still about constitutional carry. And as a matter of fact, every time I say those two words,
let me catch you on the wrong side of it.
Yeah, for real. Every time I say those two words, I'm reminded of the conversation that I had with a lawyer at a job I used to have where they were like, well, there's really no such thing as constitutional carry. Technically, it should be called permitless carry. And really, it's just states. And I'm like, can you stop talking today? Because the term that is in the general use and that is understood by the vast majority of the gun-owning public is constitutional carry means I don't have to jump through hoops to get my gun or get my carry permit. And we all this.
We can add the asterisk that, like, look, it's in your state of residence. You know, for most of them, it's state of residence. You'd have to be a resident. You can add all those. But we know it is constitutional carry. It's like saying handgun and also meaning revolvers.
Yeah, permitless carry. I don't care what you call it. I don't care if you call it a natural right, a right that given to you by God, a right that you find at the bottom of your cereal box. I don't care what you're calling it.
I'm here for Wheaties rights.
My right to defend myself was given to me by a watery tart with a sword.
Right, like
yes.
No, but all right. So, let's for a minute, the worst people in the constitutional carry conversation, and these people exist. Although I didn't hear from a lot of them with the Florida thing, and I think it's because they've started to realize that they're going to get beat down on the internet. Are instructors who teach state mandated concealed carry courses who are worried about losing revenue as a result of this? And my.
Bro, response to those guys, they could go away tomorrow. I'd love it.
Well, here's the thing, right? With all of these states that have passed constitutional carry, they haven't gotten rid of their carry permits, right? You still have carry permits in Florida, and there are still certain legal reasons that you might want to get a carry permit in Florida. For example, the fact that it lets you sidestep the background check when you're buying a gun. You don't have to get an FDLE check. You just show them your carry permit, and they say, here's your gun. So there's loads
of 30 or 38 state reciprocity. So traveling with it, it's easy, especially if you go to neighboring states. So like me going up here in Michigan, me going to Ohio or Indiana would be a pain in the ass if I didn't have a concealed carry permit. Because I think if they are a constitutional carry, it's residents only. So I couldn't. They might be constitutional carry full thing, but if it's residents only, I'm shit out of luck because I'm a Michigan resident.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're a firearms instructor and you're worried about, you know, going out of business because your mandatory state concealed carry classes are going away, you're not a very good instructor. And I don't feel bad if you go out of business. That's the thing. If your whole bag is teaching these concealed carry classes and because here's the other thing. I guarantee that there are loads and loads of people who will realize that they can now carry a gun legally without having to go get a permit and be like, I want to take a class. So I like learn how to use this thing better. Boom, there's your revenue. Go get it. So constitutional carry is great. We all love it. I like to play devil's, like sometimes I like to sit down and play devil's advocate. And I try to think of drawbacks for So like I try to think like, all right, what's a potential, like if I was, you know, if I worked, is the Brady campaign still around or is it Moms Demand Hot Action now? I forget.
Moms Demand, they're plumbers. I don't know.
Like, yeah.
There are some mayors. I don't know.
Sidebar, Moms Demand Action is the worst name for an advocacy group ever. Like, are you guys, were you high when you thought that up? I mean, you know, we've all been to the internet, to the parts of the internet.
Well, look, I deal a lot of time with moms who are in love with firearms instructors.
Right.
Just work out that one.
So anyway, if I worked for, you know, every town for, you know, whatever, and I was trying to think of talking points against these laws, you know, the usual talking point would be this will just let criminals carry guns. And that's the one, because that's the only one I've ever seen, lets criminals carry guns. And like, look, I'm sure that there is a rational argument against constitutional carry that I can't think of because I'm not a crazy person, but like, you know, they're already doing that, right? Like,
and it's also not any more legal for them to do so now than it was then, because they are what's called a prohibited person.
It's still so. Here, I'm gonna do so. I'll stop being mean for a second, and I apologize if for some reason you are opposed to constitutional carry and you don't understand how the law works. Which is totally fine, you know, some of there, and because the law does vary from state to state, but the broad strokes of it are this.
And it's in not every well state, known out of the circles. It's not a casual conversation.
In every state where it is legal to carry a gun without a permit, there are certain barriers to that exist, which the most important of is it needs to be legal for you to own a gun in the first place. All right. So if it is not legal for you to own a gun or to carry a gun or to touch a gun, then it is de facto then illegal for you to carry a gun without a permit. It is also still illegal for you to carry a gun without a permit if you are carrying it for the purposes of doing crimes. All right. So if you're just like Johnny Citizen and you want to throw your Taurus Model 82 and your Galco Summer Comfort and go around with your vest on,
you're not a normal citizen. I guarantee okay. you.
First off, then you're mean.
If you would like to throw your generic striker-fired handgun in your purchased from the gun store holster, covered by your Affliction T-shirt.
Do people still have Affliction T-shirts?
There's a deep
take. I don't know if we have Affliction, but Walmart certainly is pretty Affliction-y.
Walmart is, well, yeah, that's fair.
We all know that one friend that just
shirts still going strong. At Walmart.
We all know a person who's at least still buying their shirts from Walmart. It shows.
It does, and you have questions about them. You know, we need to.
Walmart leads to Shaquille O'Neal, who I recently learned is a sheriff's deputy in my town.
Oh yeah. Could you imagine getting pulled over by Shaq? First off, how does he fit in the cars?
So he buys his car special from a different location, and I'm very curious to get that rich.
Yeah. I wonder what it's like to be so rich that you can special order a police car. Like, because
I was having that conversation with Charles yesterday, because he got his new car and he's like, Shaq gets the same model. And I'm like, No, he doesn't. And he goes, you're right. He gets the four-seater and they convert it to two.
Yeah.
Because they have to put it in the back.
Because there's like levels of rich, right? And, you know, special ordering a Ferrari or just getting a Ferrari delivered is a very significant level of I have money. But to people who know how much police cars cost and what you have to do to get a police car, the ability to special order a police car is a whole level of money that I never even thought about until just this moment. You're like, no, I'm Shaq. I need to design my own police car. You need to do what? Hang on. So yes, fantastic 10 out of 10 Shaq police car. I will say this, one of the big things that I love about constitutional carry and that I hope, you know, more and more state, and why I hope more and more states pass it, is it does make traveling from state to state easier, right? So, you know, if you don't have something like a LEOSA permit, or you don't, you know, have a permit that's got really wide levels of reciprocity,
or an Enigma,
you know, or an Enigma, right? Because as we've said on the show, every state is constitutional carry if your concealment is good enough. But, you know, and that's not a joke. That's not in Minecraft. That's every state is constitutional carry if your concealment is good enough. come at me. So anyway, I think the thing that it relieves, I mean, you guys, we're all old enough to remember, like, you know, going on a road trip and pulling up usacarry.com and being like, what states do I not want to stop in for gas? What states can I drive through with the presumption of not committing a crime? What states is it actually a crime for me to have this gun concealed? And what states is it just like, naughty, naughty, you know? So
everybody in Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio going like, I could go to Chicago.
Yeah.
I've definitely invaded the wrong state accidentally.
Hypothetically, I once took a gun into Washington. This only happened in the Minecraft version of Washington, D.C. No, but like, so here's we'll use that as an example. So let's say, and you know, obviously D.C. doesn't have constitutional carry, which is weird because it's a federal enclave. The Constitution rule that place, but whatever. A whole different political conversation about that. But like, let's say you lived in Virginia, and you know, had your Virginia seat carry permit and all of that, and you were on the beltway and you got jacked up by traffic, took the wrong exit, made a couple of wrong turns, you know, back in the days before Siri, and all of a sudden you're in DC with your gun on. You're now actually committing a crime versus like a light crime, which is what it would be if you drove through Virginia with your gun concealed and didn't have a VA permit. So the more that we can get this, because the thing to understand about why these laws are passing and why they're successful is because concealed carry is growing. No matter which way, you know, no matter what you see from firearm sales or anything like that, the biggest growing market segment in our industry is people who want to carry guns for personal protection. And that's why these laws have broad support. That's why, you know, soccer moms that you would never think have a 38 in their bottom of their purse benefit from these laws really a lot more than someone like me or Jack or Keith do, because to what Jack's point, we'll jump through the hoops. Lord knows I jumped through hoops to get my permits. And so we've done all of that. But Susie soccer mom,
I have an NFL SOT. That's not a small about a paperwork or money.
I've had to explain my machine guns to people. Like,
I had to get my commanding officer to sign a letter saying that I wasn't a dirtbag to get my HR 214 permit. So, you know, that was a, hey, sir, how did you sign this letter? There was no $20 bill in my hand with that. So in all seriousness, and this will be a short episode this week, guys, we celebrate constitutional carry. It's, and I want you guys, if you're on the fence about it, to not, because if you're the sort of person who gets your carry permits, who goes out and trains and does all of that, understand that the benefit of constitutional carry is not primarily for you. The law is intended to benefit the marginalized populations that need to carry guns legally for personal protection, but maybe don't have access to the levers, the time, or the resources to jump through the hoops necessary to get that permit, all right? So please bear that in mind. And I want you guys to think about that when you're having these conversations.
And if you're one of those people that's about to say, well, they're not like me, they're not my friend, I don't want them to have those, take a nice big go ahead and yourself.
Yeah, catch me in a class and say some shit like that, and we'll see how well that goes for you, because, nah.
The whole bag.
The entire, just a big
just bag. Tilt it back. Yeah. Tilt it just back. So they just like fly at you.
Eat the whole thing.
Well, on that note, guys, thank you so much for liking, sharing, subscribing. We appreciate everybody out there who watches and shares the show. Please continue to do that. It helps the show grow. If you have topics, things you'd like us to discuss, please, you know, shoot them to us in the comments or, you know, DM me on Instagram or Facebook, stuff like that. We're more than happy to talk about things that you guys want to talk about. And we will be back next week with an all new episode.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino. America's
social casino. You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.